Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. You're listening to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Well, Broncos making moves in free agency, and unfortunately, sometimes you can't keep some of your best players. Will Parks joining us now. Cecil, Lammy, Nick Ferguson. Will, thanks very much for joining the show tonight, man. We're certainly 100% going to miss you in Broncos country, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you guys for having me, man. I'm definitely going to miss, the moments over there, man, and stuff like that, man. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, man, but it's part of the business, man. How you guys doing? Is that good?
Oh, we good, man. We are definitely good.
Yes, sir.
Now, Will, you've been known as being a Swiss Army knife, playing safety, playing corner, playing dime linebacker. Have the Philadelphia Eagles told you about what exactly your role is going to be with the team yet?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, the similar role that I previously had there in Denver. Way they want me to contribute, that's definitely what I'm going to do. So I'm excited to have that opportunity.
Former Broncos safety Will Parks joining us now. And what's it feel like to go home to Philly, man?
It's pretty good, man. Obviously to get to play in front of my hometown friends and family and stuff like that. I think at the end of the day, though, hold on, sorry, there's cops going by.
It's okay.
I don't know what's going on. Man, it's definitely good to play in front of my hometown, man. And I haven't played here in so long and stuff like that. And a lot of things went into making this decision and stuff like that. So, obviously, it was a little bit emotional. But I'm not trying to make it, more of that kind of story. I just wanted to make it known, like, I'm here to work. I'm here to, add value to the team in any way, shape, or form, any way I can. So that's the main thing.
Well, what would be your fondest memory or fondest takeaway from your time here in Denver?
Oh, man, it's so many, dude. Like, I mean, I'm sure y'all know I got so many, man. I'm always happy. Y'all made me happy, like the people. The time I was there, man, obviously we haven't won a lot, but just the tenacity and the way the fans stuck in there, I think that's what I'm going to miss most, just the people that Denver has, man. They got some great people over there.
Well, and you've worked in a great secondary for your time here with the Broncos, with Chris Harris Jr., who moves on to the Chargers. And then you get Darius Slay landing with the Eagles as well. You guys are putting together another great defensive backfield there in Philadelphia.
Yeah, man, that's the beauty of it. I mean, obviously, Slay's been, on the top of his game, at the top three corner in the game for the last, 4 or 5 years. So, to have a guy like that back there with you and the guys over there, Cravon LeBlanc, I knew a lot of those guys before entering on the team. So, we'll see how far this group can take you, man. There's definitely some solid guys, but we gotta play football and they improve ourselves.
Well, what was the kind of process, if at all, that the Broncos had with you before you hit free agency? Did they kind of come to you to talk to you about it, or just kind of wanted to let it play out the way that it did?
They basically, just told me, I had a better opportunity. I have a better opportunity. Obviously, they'll be all for it, and they'll wish me, nothing but the best, and they'll, be happy for whatever I do, man. So it wasn't no bad blood at all, like any way, shape, or form. They kind of just, it was a blessing in disguise. That's how I'm looking at it,
Former Broncos safety Will Parks joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And, Will, you and Justin Simmons, man, hell of a young duo coming up, man. And Justin, of course, getting that franchise tag. What do the Broncos have in Justin Simmons? Your thoughts?
What, are you kidding me? You really want me to explain to you? Because I'm gonna go for 15 minutes as if I'm getting ready for a boxing match. Ladies and gentlemen,
ding ding ding,
Justin Simmons coming through with all of that and some. Y'all are getting, or y'all have, one of the best safeties in football right now. You can't get no better than that. Yeah, one of the best guys in football right now. It's said and done. The bread is on the butter. I can't wait for him to show y'all exactly what he's gonna do this year.
Well, you know what, Will, man? I know this is a crazy time for everyone, and time is precious. So I thank you for giving us opportunity. I'm going to extend the same opportunity I gave Chris Harris when he came on the program. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to talk directly to Broncos country and deliver your own personal message to them.
Broncos country, you know, you guys saved my life, you know what I mean? So I don't ever want y'all to think that, you know, I never wanted to be back, you know what I'm saying? It's a business, and you guys know that, and I just want you guys to continue to support me. I continue to always say hi to you guys, and my future career and whatever holds for you, man. You guys forever hold a special place in my heart, so you're discouraged about nothing. It's all love. It's all good. But, you know, it's time for me to go on and make opportunity, man. So I appreciate you guys. That's for sure. I appreciate it.
Well, Will, you know, I wish you best of luck and continue to spread your wings with, you know, Fly Eagles Fly. I'm going to be watching a lot of games, so I'll start to hit you up. But, man, nothing but the best for you moving forward, and thanks for jumping on with us again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Nick. Appreciate you, Cecil. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Will Parks there, ladies and gentlemen. Man, one of the best guys to talk to in the locker room, one of the best, most versatile players on the field. And like he said, it's a business, man. And this part of the business sucks.
It does, man. And when you have come into the league the way that he did as a late round draft choice, and he started to show signs that he was turning a corner, that he could play this game, you know, you hate to see these type of things, you know, happen. But this is the business, you know, football. I wish that he would receive more of an opportunity for people to see what he can do from a starting standpoint. But change of scenery does everyone, you know, well. And he's going to get a chance. He's in a secondary that is pretty young. So he's going to be one of the other three elder statesmen in that defense. So I'm looking for some great things from Will.
This is a weird question to ask, but I have to ask it. Did his versatility get held against him? Because the guy could play dime linebacker. He could play free safety, strong safety, slot corner. He could do it all, and because of that, we never really got to see him at one position, you know, really make that impact. I think of that hit against the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
Xavier Grimble and, like, going down the field, like, stopping that touchdown, man. You got that audio, KB? We got to hear that play because it was fantastic.
Pittsburgh from the 24 of the Broncos. Wide open is Grimble. Single touchdown. Yes, he got hit by Will Parks.
Oh, are they calling it a fumble? Oh, it does. It comes out, doesn't it?
And that football's going back to the Broncos. He fumbled it through the end zone.
Will Parks with a big time hit.
My goodness.
Look at that. Will Parks with a big time hit.
See, Tony Romo. That's Will, I will park my shoulder pads in the center of your chest.
Right.
Parks.
I will knock the wind out of you, Will Parks. But Will Parks, his type of player is like the future of the NFL, man. Isaiah Simmons. We're going on and on about Isaiah Simmons. Guy can play anything, right?
Yeah.
All over the field. I just think Will, if they would have had one position for him.
Let me take you inside the building really quickly. And from my experience, you know, when you have a guy who, you know, is a Swiss Army knife, you can play a multitude of positions. You think that versatility plays in your favor. But what coaches are talking about in those meetings is, okay, well, tell me about Will. How does he fit in? Is he a safety? Is he a corner? Well, he's a hybrid guy. So what can we really play him? It's like, well, I don't know, coach. You know, he hasn't really played in one position long enough for us to really see what he can do. And I truly believe this, right? It's not because I've talked to Will in his time here with the Denver Broncos, but I truly believe this. If Will had as much playing time as maybe Kareem Jackson or Justin Simmons, he would have really solidified himself, and I still believe that he would have outplayed those guys enough for the team to try to keep him here. But knowing as though you've given a boatload of money to Kareem Jackson, you're not going to replace him right now.
Right.
Right, and then knowing as though Justin Simmons was a third-round draft pick by this organization and Parks was a sixth-round draft choice, I mean, that third-round draft choice is going to take precedent over you. But it's all about opportunity, people believing in you. And if they don't believe in you, you're not going to get that shot.
And that's where I go back to, like, when Kareem Jackson was signed, I was like, really good corner. And you can switch him to safety if you need to. And then they're just like, hell-bent on him playing safety, which is fine. Kareem Jackson is awesome. But I was like, man, I dreamed of a day where you had Jackson, Chris Harris, then throw Bryce Callahan in the slot. I'm fine. And then you could add Will Parks and Justin Simmons as your safeties.
Wow. That
sound good?
It's a great defense, but here's a problem that the Broncos are going to be faced with. So you didn't bring back Will Parks, which you should have because he only signed a one-year deal worth $1.6 million with Philly. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket for the Denver Broncos. But Kareem Jackson is getting older, right? I like his physicality, but he's getting a year older. So unless the Broncos go out in this upcoming draft and draft his replacement, this could end up hurting them not having Will Parks' experience in this defense.
Yeah, and it's that experience, it's that versatility that truly will be missed. We thank very much Will Parks. It's a good get. Another one, Nick, and another one. Is that what Biggie said?
Right? And they only get better from this point on.
And another one. All right. Thank you very much to Will Parks for joining the show as well, giving his send-off to Broncos country. I better hear that as a promo as well. Yeah, let's make it happen. Well, let's make it happen with the Denver Broncos. And the move that they made today that has Nick's heart all aflutter. That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.